I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Why is it that in order to get global attention for suffering, something really bad has to happen? Well, part of it is desensitization, and part of it is a lack of focus. Eva DeHart of For Haiti with Love says in the 40 years they've been in Haiti, the story has always been the same.
When something tragic happens that kills thousands of people, then the world looks at this poor little country and decides to help it for a while. And then something happens in another part of the world, and they're off and running in a different direction, and they never look back.
So how does a ministry like For Haiti with Love keep caring amidst the constant daily suffering? DeHart says it's in the success stories, thanking God for each one and asking Him for strength to continue. You can find out how to get involved at missionnews.org. Our next story comes from one of the most difficult places to be a Christian, Pakistan. Believers face extreme persecution and few Christian resources. However, FMI recently held conferences in Pakistan to help train pastors and church leaders while also encouraging them. FMI's Bruce Allen explains.
Well, conferences like this are such a rare event in a Muslim-dominant country. So it's a great opportunity just to be encouraged for a church planter to connect with other church planters from across Pakistan. You know, swap stories, share testimonies, pray with each other. And we were also able to do some discipleship training and evangelism.
Please pray that the encouragement from this meeting would embolden and strengthen Pakistani Christians. Find out how you can come alongside these churches at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported thanks to you. Join our social media network. Help us get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.